True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
The North Texas stories you need to know. This is the All Local from News Radio 1080 KRLD.
We're following shocking new details this afternoon from North Richland Hills. Good afternoon. I'm Kristen Diaz here with David Rankin, broadcasting live from the Milestone Plumbing AC and Electric 24-hour breaking news center. It's all about a weekend shooting that happened in the parking lot of an indoor amusement park that led to the death of a young woman. Carissa Karayikaru with police says that they have figured out the fight at the Malibu Jacks location on Airport Freeway. All started with an argument over a wristwatch.
And it eventually escalated and went into the parking lot. At that point, 18-year-old Ty Christian Reed produced a gun and began firing, and he struck 21-year-old DeShayla Jones as well as another man.
Now, she says Jones's 4-year-old son was at the amusement park with her, and that is why the suspect is charged with reckless endangerment of a child. In addition to murder, the second victim is expected to survive.
Two firefighters in the hospital this afternoon. Their truck overturned as they headed to a fire in Hunt County. One of the Quinlan firefighters had to be flown to the hospital. An ambulance took the other one. Both are expected to survive.
And he might want to take back spitting on Dak. Plus words from Jerry. KRLD's Austin York has an update to everything Cowboys.
That's because the NFL has fined Eagles Pro Bowler Jalen Carter $57,000 for spitting on Prescott just a few seconds into the game. Carter was ejected from Philly's 24-20 victory over Dallas before playing a snap, so that's going to serve as a suspension. Meanwhile, Cowboys owner Jerry Jones says despite that loss, there were some things that got him excited about his team.
I thought that Dak had one of the best games that I've seen him play. About the way our offensive line played, I think that bodes well for as we start down this season. And I'm talking about how our offensive line was physical.
He also praised the play of new tackle Kenny Clark. Next up for the Cowboys, a home game against the Giants this Sunday. It's a noon kick. From the 24-hour news center, Austin York, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
And that means lots of parking open for tailgaters, and it's going to be early at 8 in the morning. Tim Siesco with the Arlington PD has some advice. Rideshare pickup and drop-off is only at Lot 15.
After the games, we do have to reconfigure some of the roads around the stadiums to try to get everybody out. So you may run into some one-way roads. You may run into some closures. So if you try to pick up a rideshare at a non-designated spot, they may not be able to get to you.
He also says, check your ticket early so you know which entrance to go into. Also, go online and check the stadium's bag policy. If you haven't been to the Cowboys games recently or any pro sports, there's some real tough issues, especially with clear bags.
Well, we don't know when exactly it's going to happen, but the governor is expected to issue an executive order regulating the sale of hemp products with THC.
The failure of the Texas House and Senate to agree on regulating hemp consumables had many expecting Governor Abbott to call for a third special session. It's now being reported he'll regulate through executive order. It would restrict the sale of hemp with THC to those 21 and older. Also, no stores near schools and no marketing to kids. Rice University political scientist Mark Jones.
That shouldn't anger the veteran community. And while some of the stores will be against it, they'll largely remain silent simply because they know they're on pretty undefensible ground.
Another theory is that Abbott's move is stopgap until another special session can be called.
I would say stay tuned on that. Something may be happening soon.
In Austin, Chris Fox, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
It's just 2 weeks till the state fair and they're getting ready. There's some people worried that ICE might be showing up.
State Fair officials say the fair is a place where people should be able to go and forget the problems of the outside world. However, they will follow the law. Dallas Police Department Deputy Chief Sam Ismail, who assists in fair security, offered a reminder on one DPD protocol.
We do not have any units or operations specifically to go out and ask for immigration status. We just don't do that.
However, he said if any outside agency, local or federal, asks Dallas Police to assist them in something, they have to evaluate the request. The State Fair of Texas opens in 2.5 weeks and will be open for 24 days. In Dallas, Eric Bushman, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Dallas police say a couple of 19-year-olds are responsible for a car theft ring that spans several North Texas cities. The department's auto theft salvage squad team teamed up with members of the North Texas Auto Theft Task Force and served several search warrants in Dallas and Navarro County. Detectives say Bernardo and Santos Bustos stole the cars, swapped out the VINs, used the stolen car for parts. And now they are both facing several charges, including engaging in organized criminal activity, which is a first-degree felony.
The U.S. Supreme Court handing another victory to the president, ending the temporary restraining order on the ICE immigration raids in Southern California. Perfect timing, too, because it happened on the same day that our Odyssey sister station in Los Angeles, KNX, got an exclusive interview with Border Czar Tom Homan. And our reporter Craig Fainter, he asked Homan about the high court's ruling and what it means going forward. Listen to this.
I remember when the restraining order was issued, it did seem like ICE immigration activity kind of tamped down a bit in Los Angeles. Will it be ramping back up?
Yes.
And to what degree?
The president made it clear we're going to prioritize sanctuary cities. They remain as sanctuary cities. So as we bring more resources and boots on the ground through our hiring, more officers will be deployed to sanctuary cities.
I covered the original court hearing where the Los Angeles U.S. District Judge said that the agents couldn't go after people based on the language or accents, where they were at the time of the arrest or being detained, based on who they're with or their clothing, that it was profiling. Is that going to be what will be happening going forward in Los Angeles?
No one's arresting anybody based on their looks. And I've even been quoted on that.
Are they detaining people based on clothing or language or accent?
There's a myriad of factors, right? It's a culmination of factors. And it's not just one. No one's getting arrested on their appearance. But their appearance could be one out of many, many factors. Taking the totality would give an officer reasonable suspicion. Again, the officers are trained, Fourth Amendment training. They're constantly retrained on it. I think they're doing the right thing. It's a gathering of factors, not just one factor, several factors that lead them to reasonable suspicion. I think they're doing exactly what they're supposed to do according to the law.
You heard him say that the one word answer to the question, are the raids going to resume?
Yes.
Yes. Yes, they will. And as for those masks,
a lot of people have had concerns about masked agents, sometimes not even wearing a uniform that says they're law enforcement, jumping out of these vehicles, in one case a moving truck, and doing these arrests or detainments here in Los Angeles. Are the masks a good look for law enforcement? I mean, is it a reflection of the relationship between law enforcement and the community?
I personally don't like masks, but I think because of the 1,000% increase in threats against ICE agents, I think because these groups are doxing, not just the agents, are doxing their spouses and their children. They're trying to protect their families as best they can. So if the hateful rhetoric would decrease, maybe there wouldn't be a need for masks. But right now, with 1,000% increase in assaults, with the doxing that I've seen, personally seen, against spouses and children of the agents, I support their decision to protect their families. At the same time, you got legislators out there in different states, and they're going to legislate that ICE can't wear a mask. I don't see any legislation on Antifa taking the mask away from Antifa or some of these protesters that turn violent. They go from protesters to criminals. Where's the requirement for them to take their mask off? So, look, I personally don't like the mask, but I understand the need for them because of the 1,000% increase in threats on ICE agents. So, unfortunate, but they have the right to protect their families.
And I get what he's saying. I understand. But when you got masks and you're not wearing uniforms.
Well, that's the thing I wanted him to answer. Are they not wearing uniforms? Because I think they have. Don't you have to have something that identifies you as an officer?
I don't know, a badge or something.
But I mean, and it has to be on display.
Because that opens the door up to any group of knuckleheads to drive down to a Home Depot parking lot.
I can grab a shirt. Yeah. It says ICE on the back of it,
right.
And then and just put a mask on, go crazy.
Right.
And I don't know if I want to do that, but
so you know, some people would though. So that's a concern. And here's one more interesting response from Homan
on birthright citizenship. The Constitution guarantees it. Do you agree with that?
That's not the way I read the Constitution.
Birthright citizenship is not a guarantee.
Look, I'm not an attorney. I'm not litigating it. My personal opinion, I don't think it does, but that's not my decision to make. That'd be the decision of the courts.
Well, okay.
There you go. So it's gonna wind up in the courts. You know that the Supreme Court is eventually going to take a look at that, and then it's going to be an amendment. You'd have to change the constitutional amendment.
And this Supreme Court, they pretty much, you know, they give the president what he wants. So I don't know how you're going to get around that one, though.
That's the one, like, I think you'd be surprised at that. John Roberts and Amy Coney Barrett have angered some of the conservatives because of their viewpoints on certain issues. So I'd be a little interested in how they rule on that one.
We're going to bring in CBS tech expert Ian Schur. He's with us right now at KRLD.
How you doing?
Hey, we're doing fine. So are we up to 17 on the iPhone? We've lost count.
Well, and it's hard to really count at this point. There have been so many of them. We're almost at the 20th year of the iPhone, if you can imagine it. But of course, there have been many, many, many different variations. So yes, this year we're expecting them to call it the iPhone 17, although you can call it whatever you want. And really, the biggest changes we're expecting are pretty standard changes you expect at this point, right? It'll be a little thinner, probably. It'll have better battery life, better cameras, slightly faster, stuff like that. So why even consider an upgrade? Well, for a lot of people, honestly, this is the point where if you're upgrading every 2 or 3 years, you're pretty standard among a lot of people, right? They're mostly upgrading when their battery dies and it's not getting as good, or when they feel like, okay, my phone is not keeping up with whatever I need, right? Fast enough, doing enough AI things or whatever. And so I'm willing to upgrade. But it's not like every year where it used to be, where it was like, oh my gosh, this brand new feature, I must upgrade. That's not happening anymore.
All right. I've been hearing about these tariffs and how it's really going to affect Apple products. Are the prices going to stay the same for these things?
Well, that is the key question. And you may remember, we've heard now from a number of different manufacturing companies, including automakers, who say they are planning to pass tariff costs off on customers, right, and raise prices. When it comes to Apple, one of the ways that the company's been trying to avoid that is that its CEO, Tim Cook, has become rather friendly with the White House. We've seen a number of tech people actually going and meeting with President Trump to try and curry his favor and honestly avoid having these tariffs impact them. And in fact, Apple has also announced a number of manufacturing efforts and expanded efforts, including, by the way, in Texas, to really be able to avoid these tariffs, right? And it's been interesting, the kind of legal policy yoga poses we've seen Washington get into to try and avoid having massive tariffs hit our iPhones, but instead still be able to say that there are big tariffs.
Any other new items that jump out to you or changes to existing ones when we get into the iPads and the earbuds and everything?
Yeah, I mean, we're going to be hearing mostly, there's going to be a new type of iPhone announced this year, which is going to be called the Air. And you may have been like, well, wait a minute. You've always heard of the MacBook Air and the iPad Air. Now it sounds like they're going to have the iPhone Air. And it's going to kind of be slightly more expensive than a normal iPhone because it's going to be radically thinner. Apple's been able to really shrink the chips and the parts inside really well. And they're going to charge you a little more for that if that is something you care about. So that's one thing that they're going to be doing. They're also going to be getting much bigger batteries. So it looks like the Pro models, which are more expensive, are going to be 20% better battery life, or that's what the rumors are. They're going to be announcing upgrades to their watches. Mostly probably the biggest thing you're going to hear is bigger screens and the Ultra ones, right, for the really kind of really sport-focused people. Are going to be able to kind of contact the satellite in case you get in danger and you don't have cell service, which, you know, for the guy who was stuck in 127 hours at that movie, that's a really good thing. The rest of us probably don't care that much.
Apple using the phrase awe-dropping to describe this announcement. Yes. I guess we're going to find out soon enough. Ian, listen, thank you. As always, great stuff. We appreciate the time. CBS tech expert Ian Schur with us here on KRLD.
Remember and awe.
They used to do this. They did it in September. That's when they do it. And then immediately afterwards, everyone would run down and get in line at that Apple store.
Oh, absolutely.
Store
I did
Henderson.
Stores out there. It was ridiculous. Yeah. I'd be there at 6 in the morning and look at how many people are standing. Hundreds.
Crazy.
Now, at least we've gotten past that. I don't see that as much.
The All Local is updated 3 times a day. For the latest news, weather, and traffic, listen to News Radio 1080 KRLD. Visit KRLD.com, download the Odyssey app, or ask your smart speaker to play News Radio 1080 KRLD.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab 3 of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework. Quality sleep isn't just about how long, but how well you sleep. And science proves temperature plays a massive role. ChiliPad by SleepMe is a precision temperature-controlled sleep system that cools or warms your bed so you can sleep hard and recover harder. And it's not just for pro athletes. Just set your temp from 55 to 115 degrees, and ChiliPad does the rest. Visit sleep.me and use code SLEEPCOOL20 for 20% off your first ChiliPad. That's SLEEP.ME for 20% off your ChiliPad. This special offer expires September 30th and cannot be combined with other offers.
A message from a former New Yorker presented by StreetEasy.
What I miss most about New York City, I miss the life, I miss the culture, and just stuff to do, just stuff.
I miss being able to walk everywhere. I miss the bodegas. I miss everything about New York.
I miss everything. I miss the city, big time.
Let me know you get this. Love you, bye.
Get the local expertise you need to never become a former New Yorker. Go to StreetEasy.com to get started. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Incorporated, which has licenses in all 50 states.